So the Stormont Assembly is off on its summer holidays, but here's the question, is there any point in it coming back? Can it actually survive? We have the welfare reform stalemate, the fantasy budget, further spending cuts coming from London. Commentators Chris Donnelly and Sam McBride are with us this morning. Any point of it coming back, Sam?
Well, I think in two ways, really. It'll be finance, which will decide whether it can come back, and it'll be finance in terms of the budget that has been passed now. It does buy the Assembly plenty of time in terms of several months, and certainly it could come back and go sometime into the autumn. But over the summer, we're going to have these monitoring rounds where money is moved between departments. And really, there is a big demand for money from departments for these so-called pressures which are not possible to be deferred and which have to be done, such as road maintenance schemes, which are crucial for safety or whatever. But there isn't really anybody volunteering to give up money. So there's a huge shortfall there, which will have to be sorted out before the Assembly comes back. And then secondly, I think in terms of the financial money which goes personally to MLAs in terms of salaries, expenses, that sort of thing, which goes to political parties, I think that there's a big financial incentive for MLAs to keep the whole thing going if they possibly can.
We can't go on forever, Chris Donnelly, with a fantasy budget with money that's not there.
No, and I do think there is a crunch coming. There'll have to be, late summer, early autumn, there'll have to be a return to the type of negotiations we're so familiar with, big house negotiations, the two governments, Sinn Féin, the DUP. But I think something that Sam perhaps was alluding to there, there is an incentive for the political elites in this society to get a deal done. It doesn't matter whether it's from the British government perspective of not wanting to have to get back to the point of having to run here on a hands-on basis. But it's also the case, you know, Sinn Féin are the ones who are standing aside the most in terms of the welfare reform. There's very pragmatic reasons for that. You know, if you look at, you know, what constituencies are going to be most adversely impacted by welfare reform, it's the working-class constituencies, and of all our political parties, there isn't one that is more rooted in working class, electorally and politically and ideologically, than Sinn Féin. So I think they have to be seen to making a stand. But that being said, you know, Sinn Féin is a very pragmatic party. This is a landmark. You know, they're facing into a landmark year. The 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising will be a year where the mayors of Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Derry are Sinn Féin politicians. The party's positioning itself in the south for perhaps its greatest ever election since 1918. So I think that, you know, the party, you know, Sinn Féin will realise that whatever about the shortcomings of the Executive Assembly and the difficult decisions that have to be taken, having their Irish hands on the levers of power in the north, limited as they are, is infinitely preferable to essentially handing back authority and power to a British government that's going to implement the same measures or even worse.
Yeah, the next saga here, Sam McBride, is next week when we have the budget. When there are going to be a whole new raft of cuts, never mind the cuts that they're currently arguing over, that Sinn Féin and the DUP are currently in dispute over, there's going to be a whole raft of new cuts to welfare from the Tories.
It is, and it's been made very clear by the Conservatives that is really just the start. It's obviously the start of a new government. They've got a significant mandate from people, and I think that's what makes it particularly difficult for Stormont to go to David Cameron and say that we really don't like what you're doing. We heard during the week complaints from the Welsh and from the Scots, but there's certainly no suggestion from those people that they're going to be putting their assemblies on the line over this sort of stuff. So it's very difficult to argue with a Prime Minister who has come back with a mandate to cut budgets, that you really can't do it when it comes to Northern Ireland, particularly when there are absolute votes for David Cameron in Northern Ireland.
OK. Sam and Chris, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Here's Robert. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, what amazes me, the boys in the Hill are on holiday on Tuesday right to September. First point is, why are they getting so many holidays?
Well, the Assembly's on holiday, ministers aren't.
No,
they continue to do their constituency work during the summer.
Stephen, Stormont closes on Tuesday, is that right or wrong?
Yes.
Right, so they're on holiday right to September, right? Now, Teresa Villas has made a statement saying, we're in crisis here. If we don't sort our problems out, it's going to finish something like Greece.
And do you think it'll finish up like Greece?
Well, no. My main point in that one is, to be very honest with you, if it had any backbone up on the hill, which obviously haven't too much backbone. They're just complaining about it, this, that, and the other, not really concerning things to the people. Truthfully, I would love to see this place going independent. I don't follow the myth that we're always over in Westminster with a begging bowl, begging money. I honestly believe we could survive on our own here.